Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, welcome to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing.
I guess it was kind of like thin semen. We didn't smell it at that time.
Today on My First Time. Have you ever seen it in a porn film? At least two-thirds in, he's getting down to business, she spreads her legs, and the man stands back and she squirts. Maybe you know someone who squirts, or can squirt, but there's so much that people don't understand about it. Like, what does it feel like? How do you learn to do it? And is it actually just pee?
Hi, my name's Heidi, and this is the story of the first time that I ever squirted.
Heidi, our guest today, has become something of an expert. So let's chat. Preparation, perception, and pleasure.
I can tell you exactly what happened. Right, so I had started seeing, they were actually a married couple, and I was their girlfriend, and we were just fooling around. Anyway, we decided that we were going to make a really kind of sensual evening. We set up their living room with some really nice lights and got some nice music on. I put loads of duvets down and just started smooching and getting sexy. So I'm normally the person that will initiate giving any sexual act. I was basically for, I think it was about 2 hours without actually having any kind of sexual contact with myself, both giving them pleasure, whether that be oral or kissing her or giving them a blowjob. And she got up to go to the toilet. I think that she'd had a couple of orgasms. And then I thought, oh, do you know what? I'm gonna go and try and please myself. So I touched myself and I was so wet. I don't think I've ever been as wet in my entire life. And I tried to just kind of rub myself, but because it was so wet, there was absolutely no friction. I decided to reach in my bag of tricks. I'd brought quite a few sex toys and I reached out. It was a glass G-spot dildo. I'd used it once or twice before and it felt really nice, and I knew that I enjoyed G-spot stimulation. What I knew was G-spot stimulation, and I thought, okay, so I'm going to use this. So I slipped it inside myself. It felt really, really good because I've been waiting for something to penetrate me for a long time. I think the whole day had built up to this occasion because it was at night. And I put it in and I had my legs open, I was looking straight at him, and then I took it out and this jet of it was just a jet of something that flew across the room, and that was my first time squirting. I was like, oh my god, did you just see that? He was like, yeah, it's like you've done that before. And I was like, whoa. And I was, I think think I've just squirted. So we kind of went to inspect, and we tested the viscosity, and it didn't seem like water or urine. It was kind of, I guess it was kind of like thin semen. We didn't smell it at that time. So it would have shot all the way across, maybe like half a shot glass full. So that was maybe about 5 years ago.
Squirting is just like a lot of other sex stuff, I guess. You don't always know what's going on with your body, and you might not be in total control. Some things can just take you by surprise.
It didn't feel like anything else that I've ever felt before. It didn't feel like wee. It didn't feel like pressure on my bladder when I had the tie in. But I think because I was so aroused, it was just a lot of blood down there, and it just felt great on the sides of my walls and my vagina, I guess. But it didn't feel like anything that I'd ever felt before. And it squirted all the way across the room. It landed on the computer table, and I'm kind of glad that it didn't land on any of the hardware, because he was a musician, and it was full of very, very expensive, hardware.
So if you've squirted and you enjoyed it, you probably want to recreate it somehow. But how easy is that?
I know when I'm going to squirt, because I will have a feeling. I have to be really physically turned on. So I don't take any birth control. So I have regular periods. It only happens when I'm kind of in the middle of my period, so when I'm ovulating, so that's when I'm heightened.
For our guest today, Heidi, there's one special toy which really helps push her over the edge, a dildo. And not just any dildo, but a glass one.
Well, I think it's because you feel completely in control. And there is something about the nozzle, because the majority of the glass dildos that I've got are smooth, but they've got little nodules on them, and the bulb at the top tends to be quite a big bulb. So I'm guessing it rubs on the G-spot in a really nice way and doesn't give a friction. Because I think with a lot of sex toys, they're made out of silicones that drag. And I think it adds a completely different sensation. So I think for me, that's it's nice to be able to feel completely in control of this thing that you're using. And also the pressure. I think if you're using something that's kind of soft, you don't get as much pressure, whereas when it's completely hard, it works. That is the only other way that I've been able to squirt now. So I think because I'm so wound up, it takes me a lot longer, but it doesn't seem to be like the first time. So the first time was, I don't know what that liquid was, but it didn't feel like anything that I've ever felt before. I think maybe I know the feeling more now, but I can feel it, and it builds up and builds up and builds up, and then I can take the toy out, and I will either gush or it feels like urination, but it's not a forced thing. It's like an involuntary reflex, but I have to be completely turned on.
As you've heard, Heidi is a cam girl, and she first squirted while she was having a threesome. But how does squirting fit in when it's just you and one other person? And is there a difference between how men and women perceive it?
So, like, the partners that I've had since being able to squirt, they really, really like it. I think it's something that is more of a well-known thing. So I date men and women. And men, I think they think it's something that they need to feel that they produced. Whereas normally it's just what she's done. It's a fetish. It's something that people have never seen, so they want to see it. Like, anal sex is a big thing now. I have a lot of friends that say, oh, honey, like, we did anal sex the other day and I've never done it before. And I'm like, oh, okay, did you want to do it? And they're like, well, no, he wanted to try it. And I'm like, oh, no. And I think it's the same with a lot of people think that you can do it on demand and you can piss on demand. You can, if you know your own body, this is just my opinion, if you know your own body, you know if you get super turned on, you know if you can squirt on demand. But I think a lot of the time you need to be genuinely super aroused for it to happen. And in my experience, it's a completely involuntary reflex and you don't know when it's going to happen. Girls that I've been with, there's only one girl that I've been with, my girlfriend, she is a squirter too. And it's something that's really intimate. It feels nice to be able to share that with someone and we both be okay with it and not be disgusted by it. I think mainstream porn has a massive impact on people's perceptions of how female anatomy works, because I think a lot of the majority of the hardcore pornography that people see is people act, the women are just weeing, and it's because it looks aesthetically pleasing. I think primarily for the male gaze, but it's easy to do that and you can control it. For me, I don't try to do something, it just happens and it's for my pleasure. And it is something that I don't think everybody can do. I don't think it's something that you should try to do. I think it is something that you should embrace if it happens and not feel like it's a bad thing or feel that you should be stigmatized because it's something that you think is abnormal, because it's not something that's abnormal. And I'm proud to be a squirter.
Everyone's thoughts on squirting, why it happens, how and what it feels like are different. Though other women have reported orgasming when they squirt, that's not what happens with Heidi.
It's a big misconception when people say that you orgasm when you squirt, because in my experience that's not been the case. What you do feel is a sense of satisfaction. You feel a sense of relief, you get a warm glow, and I sometimes, if I'm masturbating and I've squirted, I won't feel like I need to reach a clitoral orgasm, or what I know is a clitoral orgasm. It's a release of something. It's just different than a clitoral orgasm. It's, I'd say a clitoral orgasm I'm more experienced in. And I think you need to know your body. So this is 5 years that I've been trying to reach some sort of new pleasure. And it's exciting. And it doesn't happen all the time. And I personally don't think that you can try to squirt, or what is deemed as squirting. And I think more and more people are talking about it now. What I would say to someone that would feel ashamed or apprehensive, I would say don't. And just accept your body as it is, because it's the only body that you've got. And if you are capable of doing this thing, then, you know, it's great. But if you're not, then that's fine too. If somebody else finds it disgusting, then just get rid of them. Or educate them. There's loads of really good documentaries talking about this kind of thing now. There's loads of amazing adult films that discuss. I work with Erica Lust on Ex Confessions, and they do some absolutely amazing films, and they touch on really current subjects as well.
For Heidi, squirting is now part of her sexual arsenal. It's pleasurable, it's fun, it's enjoyable for everyone involved. And in good sex, almost anything goes, as long as it's done with the full consent of all parties involved, of course.
I'm quite fortunate in the fact that I always prepare myself when I can. When I do webcamming, I will lay down a couple of towels, then put a sheet on top, and then sometimes it's fine. Sometimes it's not. when I have slept with certain people, I remember it was a couple of years ago now, and I went on a date with this guy. I ended up going back to his place, and his bed was a sofa bed. And I told him, I said, listen, I'm quite, like, I can get quite wet, and I said, and I can sometimes squirt. So I squirted quite a lot whilst we're having sex. It was really amazing sex. Not realizing that it was a sofa bed. It was, in fact, no, it wasn't even a bed. It was just like a pull out kind of sofa, big sofa. And somebody was coming to collect it the day after because he'd sold it on Gumtree because he was moving. And he only put one sheet down. And yeah, we just had to use quite a lot of Febreze the day after, just in case it was smelly.
So there you go. If there's anything I've learned from this episode, it's that you should always get towels and a glass dildo.
If somebody's squirt curious, I would say practice on your own. Get yourself a really nice, thin G-spot toy. G-spot is the key because you need a bend in there to work. And for me, that is what makes you more aware of the feeling that you might squirt. Now, the feeling that you might squirt comes with a feeling of I need to pee. And I would say, if you feel aroused and you want to go masturbate, you get yourself on your bed, get yourself a load of towels down, and just go for it. And if you feel like you need to pee, just pee. Feel comfortable in your body. Make sure that you feel comfortable in your body. Make sure that you set yourself up in a surrounding that you feel safe in. And just really embrace letting go. Because whatever happens, it's just you. Nobody else needs to know what happens. If it feels good, then keep on doing it. And I think once you learn how to squirt, or once you know what feels good for you, and that might be squirting, that might not be, and then when you're with a lover, then you can show them what you can do and they might like it.
Thanks for listening to My First Time, a podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing, and I'm the UK editor of Broadly. We are pretty happy here. We've just been nominated for a British Podcast Award, and we're up against ex-Labour leader Ed Miliband. So fingers crossed. Check out some of the stuff we've written about.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.